We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Robert. You see the news, Ohtani is going to be shut down, it looks like, as a pitcher, has some sore arm issues. I'm curious from your standpoint, A, do you think he can continue to do both next season? And put yourself in his shoes. If you could be a great pitcher or a great hitter, what would you do if you were him?
Well, I think I would go the Babe Ruth way and become a hitter. The pitching stuff is very difficult because of the injury factor more than anything else. It's tough to go through a long career and stay healthy enough to put up really great numbers. As a hitter, I mean, you got the injuries there also, but it's not nearly as prevalent and not nearly the risk as you do, as a pitcher. A pitcher is almost kind of like a running back in the NFL that it's inevitable that you're going to go down, for at least a while. And so if I was him, I'll tell you what, if I was him, I'd keep doing it for as long as I could both ways. But when I was forced, if I was forced to choose, I would go hitter.
Is it realistic to think that he can do it again next year, both ways?
Probably realistic for another year as long as his arm is okay, but in the long run, no, I don't think it's realistic. I think it's too much wear and tear on his body to really do both. I would think that the Angels, as much as they love the way he pitches, would try to put some pressure on him to just become a hitter just so he can be in the lineup more often and stay away from that injury problem. But, it's his choice, I guess. It's not like they can tell him what to do. Other than they do make out the lineup. I mean, that's definitely true. But they'll leave it up to him, what he wants to do. But it's very unique. It makes him stand out more than any player really since Ruth. So if I was him, I would really enjoy what's going on and the uniqueness of it. And, no other player in forever has been able to do something like this. And I personally hope he keeps going because it's fun to watch.
Well, let's dive a little deeper there because he is such a fascinating player. He's a guy who's sitting here now. I think he's played about 139 games. He's got 44 home runs. He's stolen 23 bases. He has a 957 OPS. And then on the mound, Bob, it's just been, let's see here. It's been 136 strikeouts in 21 starts, one of the best strikeout rates in the majors. He's 9-2 as a pitcher. So I think a lot of people look at this as maybe the greatest baseball season of all time, including what Ruth did, because there were very few times or years where he was full-time pitcher and batter. Is this the greatest baseball season of all time for one player?
Yeah, I would say so. And that's now that you brought that up to me. I mean, it's just another reason for him to try to keep going because, Ruth, he gave up pitching and he became a full-time hitter. He couldn't do both. So if he can do both for a little bit longer, another year, maybe two more years, it will set him apart now. And, even though his final numbers might not be Ruthian, but he will have an argument to being the best baseball player ever if he can put some more seasons like this together. It's a huge if. The injury thing, as I brought up before, is going to be always hanging there. But, yeah, this is an amazing season, what he has done. And if he can do it again once or twice more, then, you know, you're a Hall of Famer, you know, maybe at the very front door of the hall where you first come in, because this is stuff that nobody would ever even dream would be possible.
I love that adjective, Robert, Ruthian. I like that. His career is Ruthian so far, isn't it?
It's just... it is, in a way. I mean, you know, you can always argue, well, you know, different things about, you know, different eras and what people did in the long run, career numbers. But you look in the here and now, and, you know, my God, it's just incredible. I don't even, like, if you would have told me somebody was going to do what he did this year a few years ago, I would have, no way. Even when he first came over and everybody said what a great pitcher and a great hitter he was, it was like you kind of roll your eyes and say, okay, yeah, he probably is a good hitter, probably is a good pitcher, but you can't do both and excel. And he's gone beyond that.
Well, how about those Buccos playing a little better? What are they, 6-3, I think, in the last nine? The question now is, can they avoid 100 losses? I think they, what did we determine? They had to go 9-7, Joe, I believe, to get to 63-99. Going to be tough, though, isn't it, playing the Reds six more times and the Phillies? I think they have four against them.
Yeah, it will be a little difficult because, you know, the Reds are kind of a different team when they're in their ballpark. They really slug the ball so well. And, of course, the Phillies are kind of the same way. They're similar style ballparks. So it will be difficult. But, in the last nine games now, they have put themselves in a position to where we can start talking about that. A week ago, it was kind of looking like there was not much of a chance to avoid the 100 losses. But, they can do that now. And, that's one of those marks that, you know, people look back on was like, oh, you know, this team was lost 100, this team lost 100. You don't hear anybody really talk about, well, this team lost 96 or so, 97. So 100 is kind of a big deal, you know, especially when you think about trying to market for next year and everything. It would be great to avoid that 100 loss thing.
Bob Walk on the Nemecolon Hotline. So, Bob, we've asked you about this guy at various times. Well, I don't think in a while, and that's Mitch Keller. As we wind down the season here, in September, yeah, I think he is, what, 16 innings, 17 strikeouts and only 3 walks, and a very respectable ERA of 3.38. So let me ask you, how would you quantify his season, and what do you see as the ceiling for him? Top of the rotation, 4 or 5 guy. Your thoughts on Keller?
Well, you know, it's a poor season. I mean, there's no way to candy coat it. I mean, it was a great disappointment. What he's done here in the last couple of weeks, yeah, that's great. But look at what he did this year, and our expectations were very, very high for him. You know, maybe they were too high. I don't know, but. You know, right now it looks like his ceiling is more of a middle of the rotation guy than the ace we were looking for. So I'm hoping, and you know, I've been talking about this his last couple of starts because they are better, that he can finish this out, this nice September he's having, and have a little confidence going into next spring training, because I think he really needed that. I do see a different attitude out there. I see different body language, which I think is good. In his quotes, that he's kind of, I don't know, he's speaking, you know, more like, okay, you know, I'm not, there was always desperation, I guess, in a lot of his quotes early in the year. It was like, he was so anxious to try and explain things away. You know, now he's taking it kind of as it comes. And I think that's a great attitude you have to have out there because, you know, I talk about the deer in the headlights look on some of these young guys when they come up. And to be honest with you, you can see that a lot on him until just recently. He's made some kind of a there was a quote that somebody had in an article about, I'm going to say 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago of Keller's. And I wish I would have wrote it down because I can't remember it now. But it was like he changed his outlook on what he needed to do and how he was going to handle the tough outings. And I thought, wow, good. Now he's starting to get what this is all about. And, you know, hopefully he can continue this because I do see a difference in him. But as far as, our expectations of being up there, like he's going to be another Garrett Cole I don't see that. I think he can be a good big league starting pitcher, but not a star. He'll have to prove that to me all over again, next season. Because this year has been a disappointment.
Bob, being in the baseball writers, I was asked to vote for the Pirates MVP and their best pitcher. And the MVP is easy, Brian Reynolds. I think we all would agree. Who would you vote for second to MVP this year? And how about the best pitcher? I had trouble writing down anybody's name. I ended up writing down Bednar's name.
Yeah, it's the best. That's really a tough one when it comes to the pitching. There's nobody has stood out at all this year other than Bednar. So I would have the same way. I would have had to really do a lot of thinking, and then I would have ended up coming back to Bednar. You know, even though he's not been a closer or anything like that, in my mind, he has been their most consistent, reliable pitcher in whatever role they put him in this year, all season long. And my expectations for him though next year are very high. I hope he lives up to it.
Bob, we appreciate
it. Wait a minute. He didn't answer my first question.
Uh-oh, Ron's coming back after you. He's doubling back after you.
Who is the second choice for MVP?
Okay. Second choice for MVP. that one is very, very, very difficult.
I voted for Stallings. That was the only other name I could come up with.
Stallings would be the way to go. I'll tell you what. Stallings, because of his defense also. I mean, he's a clutch hitter. He's got a lot of important two-out RBIs, some walk-offs that have been big and important for us this year. And he's really been able to do a tremendous job back there. I mean, between the two of those guys, they got a chance to do something that, I don't think any team has done in a long, long time. Go through an entire season without a pass ball. I mean, that's incredible. They got a little ways to go, but Stallings is the big part of that, and that would be a nice feather in his cap, and hopefully he'll win the Gold Glove this year.
All right, Bob. Then I'll add another one at the end too. We've seen guys come in this season, a lot of seasons, and have really good short stints, and then sort of it fades away, like the big Nagowski this season. How about Tsutsugo? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that makes you believe this could be something that lasts?
Well, the fact that he's a free agent next year and he's hitting so well now, there's going to be some interest in him would make it difficult to bring him back. And do you want to live an entire season with his defense, no matter where you put him out there? Those would be my concerns for the long run with him. I love the offense; has been wonderful. It's been great to have that second bat, kind of like a Reynolds bat in there. The way he's hit as a Pirate, the power, it's just been great. Big on the defense. Where would he play? And can you even bring him back? Coming over from Japan to the major leagues, he probably came over here partly to try and make as much money as he can, before he can't play anymore. So now it didn't go good for him until just now when he's at the Pirates here, last couple months of the season. He's looking like that hitter that he was in Japan. He's probably going to get some free agent offers, and we're going to have to compete with other people in that market if you want to keep him. And again, he might be better off in the American League where there's going to be where they have a DH, but then who knows? Maybe we'll have a DH next year.
Which player from history would you least like to face, Bob? I don't know why I thought of that question, but I just did. So what player in his prime from all of baseball history as a pitcher would you least like to face?
Oh, how about I'll go with Ted Williams, left-handed hitter. one of probably the top five hitters of all time. So I would go with Ted Williams to go back in history. I probably don't have anything that would ever get him out.
You remember a pitcher for the Astros named Ron Cook?
No, I don't remember that, but I take your word for it.
He was a left-handed pitcher back in the early days of it was still the Houston Astros, wasn't the Colt 45s, but he's actually a left-handed pitcher named Ron Cook. How about that?
I'm glad I never ran into him.
He might have thrown at you. I know that, Bob. He was a tough character. Thank you,
Robert. I got hit quite a few times. It's no big deal.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. Take
See
care.
You, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.